Well, for decades now, inventors have been trying to come up with a viable flying car. But unfortunately, many, for want of a better term, just never got off the ground.
You can call it an automobile or you can call it an airplane, and you'd be right on both counts because it's an amphibian. At home in the air and on the ground.
But now in 2008, it appears there may finally be a practical flying car which could just revolutionise how some of us get to work. Designed in the Netherlands, the Personal Air and Land Vehicle, or PAL-V, is a three-wheeled car that has a single rotor on its roof and a propeller at the rear. The inventors say it can fly up to the 1,500 metre ceiling, where commercial airspace begins, and has a top speed both in the air and on the ground of 200 kilometres an hour. The PAL-V runs on bioethanol, biodiesel, or regular petrol, and is expected to cost around $85,000. The company, apparently, is already getting orders. While we're still stuck to land-based cars, now might be a good time to have a think about the condition of your car's suspension. If you find your vehicle wallows around corners and gets up a floaty feeling on rough roads or while you're going over speed bumps, it could be a sign your shock absorbers are worn. While this is a safety issue, you will probably find your car will also have a much, much better ride if you upgrade.